Hello, I'm Jared Madison with the Infinite Center, and today's breathwork tool is called Anchor Breath. You might have heard of box breathing, which is a great breathwork tool for getting into a calm but focused state. But some people struggle with the breath holds that are involved with box breathing, either because they haven't trained their CO2 tolerance sufficiently to withstand holding that CO2 in their system for an extended period of time, or because they're in a reactive state and the holds are actually creating tension, which is increasing the anxiety rather than reducing it. So we created the Anchor Breath to be a simple, accessible version of box breathing, so you can get the calming benefits of box breathing without needing to force your way through it. When your nervous system is in a reactive state, your heart will be racing, your breath is going to be in your chest and shallow, your mind will start spinning. When you're in that kind of state, the last thing you need is more force and effort. You need something that's gentle, stabilizing, and calming. And so that's what the Anchor Breath does. It offers you just enough structure to bring you back to the moment without overwhelming your system. So it's a great tool for those moments when you're feeling reactive, anxious, or overstimulated. A little bit about how and why it works. It's going to be equal length inhale and exhale. When I walk you through it in a minute, we'll do a count of four for each. But between, there's going to be a soft, short pause instead of a hold. If you've tried our ocean breath, it's going to be similar in that the inhale and exhale are balanced. But you're just going to hover a little bit at the top of the inhale and then hover a little bit at the bottom of the exhale. And that pause instead of the hold is going to be just enough to create a little bit of space to allow things to just start to settle. One other modification will be we're going to exhale through our mouth, through pursed lips. So it's going to be like blowing out a birthday cake. And that's going to serve a specific purpose. So breathing out through pursed lips really slows the exhale down. It's going to increase the relaxation, and it's going to prevent what's called over-breathing. It's particularly true if you're in that sort of anxious, overstimulated state. And it's actually going to train your CO2 tolerance that I mentioned a minute ago. So it might help you become better at box breathing if you want to try that one in the future. The slower exhale is going to signal to our bodies that we are in a safe state, and that's going to then allow our minds to settle as well. So a little bit about how to do it. We'll walk through it together. So just find a comfortable position, seated, have a nice tall spine, nothing too rigid, you know, alert but relaxed. And your hands can just rest on your lap or by your sides. And if it feels comfortable, you can just have a soft gaze or close your eyes. Just take a deep breath in through the nose just to settle. And then exhale through those pursed lips to give that a try. Again, it's like blowing out a candle. So let's get into the Anchor Breath. Again, I'll count you through it. It'll be an inhale for a count of four, a brief pause, and then exhale for a count of four. So let's inhale together through the nose for one, two, three, four, and then pause for one, two, and exhale, four, three, two, one. Pause, one, two. Inhale, one, two, three, four, and pause, one, two, and exhale, four, three, two, one, and pause, one, two. Inhale, one, two, three, four, and pause. Exhale, four, three, two, one, pause. And inhale, one, two, three, four, pause. Exhale through those pursed lips, three, two, one, pause. Inhale, one, two, three, four, pause, and exhale, four, three, two, one, pause. We can just end there. Just let your breath return to its natural rhythm. Feel free to try this on your own and do as many rounds as you need to feel settled. And just take a moment to turn inward, take a little inventory of your internal environment, and notice if anything has changed. Has anything shifted in your physical, emotional, or mental state? So this is a tool you can use anytime that things feel like you're escalating. Maybe after a tough conversation, after getting that urgent email that needs your immediate attention, or during any sort of transition during your day, maybe between meetings and calls, just to take this moment to do that anchor breath. So it's very gentle. There's no need to force yourself to calm down if you're feeling overstimulated. You can just softly, gently breathe your way there using the anchor breath. So that's the anchor breath. As always, reach out if you have any questions or want to explore how to apply this or any other breathwork tool into your day-to-day routine. See you next time.